What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Bad Podcast. Another episode in here with my man, Brad. Brad, what are we talking about today, my friend?
Hey, we're going to switch it up a little bit today, Dwayne. We have no quote. All right. We have no quote because this is a real life, in person, live, how to kind of turn around and pivot in life. So let's talk about pivoting in life.
All right. Get your pivot foot ready. Here we go.
Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battles. Mental battles.
Hey, man. Eat your meal for life, baby.
What it do, what it be? And here, my brother B, man, another episode of the Bad Podcast, man. And as you see, it is not a midday Friday. This is we joked about this right before we went live. Like, we look a little different than we normally do on a recording. We were late in the evening, as they say, and we're giving it. This is for y'all, man. We really enjoy doing this podcast and. Excuse me, I'm even coughing. This is for y'all, man. We sacrificing this week. For those that are listening and can't see us, hey, just know we putting it out here for y'all this week, man. We really appreciate y'all, man. So let's jump on this this comment from the week. We're gonna look, we fancy, man. We fancy.
Yes, all right,
so, Carla Cook 3715. She says E2M New G here. Love this podcast, y'all. Must be from the South. Thanks for all the time and energy you put into this. Now I'm going to make sure to share this. So we appreciate you sharing this.
Carla.
And we're definitely making time and we're sacrificing because we, like I said, we want to give you guys good content and we're just excited to be back, B. So all right, B, let's jump into it. You're talking about pivoting. We don't have a quote. Send me some notes. I just feel like this is a live action one right here. Like we build this plane in the air.
this is one of those, man, that people are gonna get a real feel for, because this is unstructured. I just put together a few notes just off the cuff, you know, and I just threw them at you. So before we even jump into it, I wanted to shout out all the military that fell for our country and those that have sacrificed, because when this podcast drops, man, it's Memorial Day and you know, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing today, Dwayne, if it wasn't for all those men and women that fought for our country and fell for our country. So my love is out for all you guys. And just thank you to all the men and women that have served our country. So shout out to all you guys.
Shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to those surviving folks. Because, you know, a lot of people make the mistake of, like, thanking living members on Memorial Day. The day is to remember those that have fallen. So we're not making that mistake. So we want to salute to those that survived, those that made the ultimate sacrifice. And then we pay honor and homage to those that made that ultimate sacrifice. We're super grateful. And like you said, we couldn't do a podcast pretty much anything we do if you weren't willing to do that. So we appreciate y'all.
Yeah, no doubt, man. And so, you know, as we stand here today, unstructured and with no notes, and you know, we're just kind of, you know, we're just kind of freeballing today and freestyling today, right? And so, as humans, we have the ability to sort of turn it on, turn it off, make that pivot in life. And so, the reason I wanted to do this live, and it's funny because this is all kind of, it all kind of meshes together. Today, we're playing a game called cricket in my class, right? And this kid that hadn't hit the ball all day, he had like 10 at bats. He hadn't hit the ball all day. But what had happened is he got down to the last at bat. His team's down by two. So what does he do, man? You find a way. You take that pivot. You turn it on. And he got a hit. He got two runs, man. And, and that's sort of, man, dude, there's so many things that happen in sports that are funny like that, you know, that clutch moment, right?
Yeah.
And some guys, some girls can just turn it on. And what's happening happening right now in real time, Dwayne, is you and I had to turn it on, man. I'm never up this late. It's 20 after nine. You know, I had a long day. I've been up since 3:30. You know, I'm working three jobs right now. You know, I'm juggling a lot, but you know, when it comes to something of good quality, when it comes to something of priority, you have to be able to turn on a switch. Unfortunately, right. Too many of us wait for that emergency phone call, a crisis, or an extreme situation. So I want to talk about this extreme situation that my wife sent me this morning. She, you know, I have two boys. I have two boys, and you know, they're gonna grow up to be, you know, strong, respectful men. And so this story, this lady had two daughters, and this lady walks into a restroom at a pit stop, right? And they're on the side of the road, husband's in the car waiting for him. So the mom walks in with two daughters, and the two daughters went into a stall together. Mom went to do her business. Mom walked out and waited for the two kids. Well, the one kid walked out, the older kid, the 10-year-old, right? Mm-hmm. And she says, hey, where's little, we'll use Sally for an example. Hey, where's your little Sally? Oh, I thought she was with you, Mom. No, I thought she was with you. So what had happened is mom went back into the bathroom looking for little Sally, left the older girl with that. And she said, Sally, you in here? And all she heard is like some muffles, right? Mm. It felt like this girl was trying to say something, but something was covering her mouth. So mom looks under the stall, all right? Looks under the stall. She sees a pair of grown-up legs. In a set of kids' legs. So what's she do? All right, this isn't some superwoman. This isn't some superhero. She busts the door down. Man, that's an extreme situation. That's an extreme case. She turned it up to 11 in that moment, dude. That doesn't just happen. So she busts down this door, and there was a woman standing there with a shaver with the clippers. She'd shaved the girl's head off shaved the girl's hair off because they were gonna put her in sex trafficking. They had her dressed in boys' clothes, ready to put her on the streets in a sex trafficking a scheme, man. That you know, that's just a next level story. But you know, and we could dive deep on that whole thing, but that's just not what we're about. But man, it's a scary thing when you start thinking about your kids, when you start thinking about going to that next level. We can absolutely turn it on when we want to, and that's wow. That's a deep one. Like that's a next level story. But that's just, man, that's a prime example of this woman kicked the darn door down because she needed to go to that next that level 11.
Yeah, no, that's a deep one, B. Like yeah. That, you know, that hit home for me because I got, you know, two smaller young ladies, and one thing I always remind the older of the two is you never leave your sister. Like that's when we're in the house, you know, and she comes, hey, what's rule number one?
Yeah.
You know, you never leave her. So that makes me further.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's a scary thing.
Further on notice when it comes to that, man. But no, that is, you know, that is definitely a really tough one, you know, but like you mentioned, the person had to, you know, they had to kick it on, and we all do, you know, even on some, you know, not as of an extreme of a circumstance, man. You know, I think about one of my favorite stories to tell about my dad is I wanted rims like really bad. Like I'm a 80s baby. So that mean I was in the late 90s, 2000 when rims were the thing. So like
they see me rolling. Yeah, man.
I wanted rims, man, so bad. And so I worked all summer to save up for rims and not knowing, you know, how much rims really cost, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I finally got this guy who's like, I got these 5-star chrome rims, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, all right, you know, they 16s. And I was like, okay, it's like, all right, you know, $500. So I said, gave the man $500, came home, the rims didn't fit. The lug pattern was a little bit wider than mine. Yeah. And so I was distraught, bro. I had worked all summer, gave this man my money. You know, my dad, I didn't want to wait for him. I wanted to do it myself. So that night, man, after my dad got off work, you know, he saw me, what's wrong? And I told him the whole thing. And I went back in the house, man, because I had tried like all afternoon to get them tires on. I went back in the house, man. And, you know, dinner came, dad came in, then he went back outside. Then about 10:30, 11 o'clock, he's still outside. And I'm like, what's going on? And I go outside and I hear him. My dad is out there filing the holes.
Oh my God.
To the rim so that it would fit. Like, he had already worked a full shift.
Yeah.
Already had a full day, mm-hmm. you know, but he was out there with a file in hand, like nothing mm-hmm. electrical, like literally yeah. rubbing the lug pattern, man, just so the rims will fit on the car mm-hmm. of his, you know, 18, 19 year old son that, you know, did something that was that he didn't even approve of, but he found another, yeah. like, I don't even yeah. like I, it's supernatural to me because he literally did it for all four tires, all mm-hmm. five lugs by hand. Like, just think about that. That's like, I mean, think that's almost like sawing out of prison. Like, that's on some, like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, it is, dude. I mean, in I've told the story about Dufresne, Andy Dufresne in the movie Shawshank Redemption, yeah, right? And he's up there with the filing knife or whatever, and he's trying to chisel his name into the concrete. Boom! Yep. Ooh, a bigger chunk came up. Now, over yep. time, what happened? He dug and he dug and he dug and he dug and he built this big tunnel, and that's how he escaped Alcatraz. It wasn't Alcatraz; it was a different prison, southern yeah. prison, right? Mm-hmm. But man, like that's just that next level. And you want to talk about patience? You know that patience goes right along. Like, your dad's sitting there with a filer, like. You know, that takes some time, you know, and we can, you know, this is a sort of like a fitness growth podcast. So right. we can relate this to fitness. A lot of us will, you know, oh, I don't want to wake up in the morning. I'll do it right after work. But if you, mm-hmm. if you contemplate and you put it off, that's usually the last thing that you do. It's the last thing that you want to do because yep. man, you just worked an 8-hour day. You just yep. had to take care of your kids. You had to cook dinner. Like, but sometimes you have to find that dormant energy that's gonna lift you up and get you over that hump. And that's, you know, it's got to be a priority, Dwayne, because this is mm-hmm. something that provides quality to our lives.
Yeah, yeah, no, it does, man, it does. And you know, the same way you, like you say, you find it, and for other things, you have to do that same thing for fitness. Because I hear that all the time, and like, you know, I don't have time, or I don't feel like it, you know, like. I don't either. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like yeah. when you see me posting, like, it's like, I don't always feel like going to the gym. I don't always feel like, you know, getting on the treadmill. I don't always, it's not, but I've made it a priority, man. And that mm-hmm. that's the difference. You know, you have to prioritize it. Yeah. And it's not for vanity's sake. You know, sure. I want to put that out there, man. Cause a lot of people are yeah. like, oh yeah, you doing it cause you want to have big muscles. No. There's more to it, man. You know, they don't know how I felt when I was, you know, 260, 265. Sure. And, yeah. you know, they don't know how I felt when I used to have to take a deep breath before I tie my shoe, you know. And so I'm going to do every and anything I can do to mm-hmm. keep me from going back to that guy, man. And if that yeah. means, you know, getting up mad early, you know, me and you, mm-hmm. 3:30, 4 o'clock, getting up early mm-hmm. and knocking it out because that's the only time we have. Or if that yeah. means me going, you know, late in the afternoon or at night before yeah. bed and. Because, you know, I want to get it in. That's what it is, yeah. man. It's not a feel good, you know, I'm motivated or I'm pumped or I'm inspired. No, it's
yeah.
a
yeah, right.
got to get it done. Like, it's what, right. that's where we are, man.
Yeah. And it's nights like these, Dwayne, that build that resilience, that fortitude, that discipline, right? Because it's always the days that you absolutely despise what you're about to do. So like right yeah. now I don't despise getting on the podcast right now, but it was something that I had to muster up the energy for yeah. because I'm shot, man. I'm working yeah. on 5 hours of sleep like I normally am, but I'm usually not up this late. So yeah. you know, when you're you have a 45 minute cardio section or you have a circuit to do or you have to go to the gym, and it's one of those days that you have to literally peel yourself out of bed or peel yourself off the couch to get up and get to that piece of equipment. That's the hardest part, is just getting sure. to that equipment. But once you can initiate that momentum and once you can initiate those repetitions, then that starts to come a little easier. Yep. But over time, you're strengthening your mental toughness every time mm-hmm. that you come back and you just invest a little bit more and invest a little bit further. You're developing that mental discipline, that mental fortitude, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, no, so true, man. And one of my favorite quotes is, there will never be a workout that you'll regret, mm-hmm. you know, or you'll yeah. never regret working out. You know, you'll regret yeah. not working out, but if you sure. make it to actually doing the workout, You will not, like, nobody's finished the workout. It's like, man, that was a waste of time. Or, man, that was
right.
Nobody has ever said that. Nah. And if you make it to that point, like you said, peel yourself off and get to that equipment. By the time you get done, you're going to be glad that you did. Mm-hmm. And like you said, you're going to build, be just a little bit more resilient, a little bit more stronger.
Yeah. Well, you talk about feeling good after a workout. You want to talk a little bit of science, endorphins. Okay. When you get out there and you do some sort of fitness, you do some kind of movement, it releases endorphins in your body, makes you feel good. Every single day in my class. Okay. I'm talking every day. I'm not talking every other day. I'm not talking about once a week. I'm talking every single day. I have at least one student that will tell me, Mr. Barmore, I don't feel good. I can't participate in your class today. I'm like, listen, just try your best. Just try your best. And by the end of the class, they're smiling. They're having a good time. And a lot of times, it's those days that you don't feel good. And you convince yourself, you convince yourself that I'm not up to the task. I'm not up for the challenge. I'm not up for this exercise or this movement, or I'm not up to invest. I'm not, and then all of a sudden, you start to spiral out of control. But if you can get yourself out there, you can get yourself out there that one time, all right, you start to feel better and you start to tap into that untapped greatness, okay? Because we all have a little bit of that untapped greatness, but a lot of us are fleeing that untapped greatness because few of us are willing to, fight through that. You know, we talked about brush and dense fog and forest and all that. You know, very few people in the world are willing to fight through that to see what's on the other side. Man, we talked about the Emerald City. You're fighting to get to that Emerald City, only knowing that it's only another dense forest. we gotta start going for the gold, man. We gotta start going for everything because ain't nobody coming. Nobody's gonna come. Nobody's coming to save us. We live in a society where it's just acceptable to kind of go through the motions because number one, we don't want somebody to go farther than us. We don't want anybody to succeed more than us. We don't want anybody to thrive around us. Okay. We want everybody to be sort of at our level. So when we start to see somebody thrive, we pull them back. Okay. We encourage them. Hey, don't do that. That's not for you. Running's not for you. Fitness ain't for you. Are you on that diet, boy, again? I ain't on that diet. I want to feel good. I want to feel good about myself. So in a society where we accept mediocrity, we set our lives on cruise control. I encourage everybody just to tap in and max out because life's passing us by way too fast, and far too many people are not progressing like they should be.
Yeah, no, 100%, man, 100%. Excuse me. Yeah, that, I think about the whole, like, kind of like it's almost like a button, man, to activate, like to get to that superpower, man, and to do that thing, it's almost like I'm thinking like a cartoon or something like you find that button, man. And
Mighty Mouse.
Yeah, man, it kicks on, man, and sometimes, I mean, a lot of times we have to hit it ourselves, man. Even if it's like in certain circumstances, especially like the one you open up with, it clicks, like you have to respond. It's not a time to, but sometimes you gotta like find that button yourself and hit it. Because I talk to myself all the time. All right, Dwayne, time to do something. All right, time to get up, go ahead and knock them circuits out. So that's me hitting my button. Like, okay, here we go. Let's get it. Let's get on the bike. Let's go on. Let's get on the tread. Let's do this thing. Look, I'm here at the house working. All right, get back on the computer. Get up.
Yeah.
Get back to work. It's that button, man. You have to find, man. And I think, the more you try, and the more you make those attempts, and the more you just kind of search that button out for you, man. And it'll definitely, you'll build up that muscle where, it's easier to find and it's easier to activate and get into that, man.
Dude, muscle memory, right? It becomes a part of you. It becomes, you know, you're ingrained in what you pursue, you know, relentlessly. Whatever mm-hmm. Whatever you pursue relentlessly is going to be a part of you. And I do mm-hmm. the same thing, dude. So like when I was at the Cleveland Marathon last week, there was a handful of times like I started to slow down. I started to lose my pacer. Like I couldn't keep up. And my thing is just let's go. Let's mm-hmm. go. And I'll mm-hmm. say it. I'll say it 15 times. And I'll be out there. I had my headphones on. I have no idea who's around me. I have no idea who's judging me, who's looking at me. I don't care. I'm out there. Mm-hmm. Let's go. People are looking at me. Let's go. Come on. Let's go. And that was how I was on my run this morning. I had a 50-minute tread class this morning. I did mm-hmm. not want to get on that treadmill. But, you know, you get on the treadmill. You yep. take the first steps, and then you take yep. the second steps, and you take yep. the third, and then you just continue to create that momentum. And, you know, I was just thinking about this, and something you said, and I can't even remember what you said, and I just wrote it down in my notes here. There's a lot to be said about body language and mm-hmm. the vocabulary that you're using. Okay. So mm-hmm. man, I think it was what you were saying about just, activating and, you know, Mighty Mouse. And, you know, a lot of times, man, we talk ourselves out of doing things before even giving it a chance, man. And, yes. and that language, that verbiage that we're using, we got to switch that up and stay positive, man. Too many times you see somebody walking around, they're hunched over, they're slumped over. Man, body language, man, be confident. Yep. It doesn't matter if you have any confidence or not. Be confident. You know, put that chest a little bit. All right. But start using the right verbiage. Start using the right language, the right vocabulary. All right. And start initiating these actions that you should be taking to promote a better life.
So good. Yeah. No, for sure. That's something that's spot on, man. And that's something I use or learned playing corner, you know, playing cornerback, you know, for quarterback, see your head drop or see your shoulders. Oh, I got him. Yeah, I got him. You know, mm-hmm. you know, even if you got burned on that last play, man, you still got to have your head up, you got shoulders up, you got to have the demeanor, you got to have the confidence. Like, oh, you got me that time, but not the next time. So that's big. And I carry that, you know, even now, man, even in what seems to be losses, you know, it's not, man. It's a learning opportunity for me. So mm-hmm. definitely that's spot on, man. So anything you want to hit, man, kind of close out before we get to the last segment here.
No, I'm just going to piggyback off of what you just said. You know, there's no such thing as losing. There's only life lessons. All right. So if you're finding yourself falling back a little bit or stumbling or fumbling, it's not a loss. It's a learning experience.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Good deal. All right, so one of the compliments we got was, hey, we need to have longer shows so it matched their cardio. So just, you know, I told them we'll think about it. You know, we'll figure that part out, you know. So, you
know, I'd be putting us at 10 p.m. tonight, baby. Right? I might be dozing off on the live screen.
right. All right, man, let's get into this last segment. All right, this week, Do You Know is on me. And forgive me if I've already said this, but because I can't remember. My Do You Know moment is, do you know or did you know that my first name is not Dwayne?
But my wife actually does know this. My wife knows this.
She has to.
I don't.
Yeah, no. So my first name is actually Benjamin, Benjamin Dwayne Atkinson. Yeah. So I'm not sure why they call me Dwayne, and that was the one that stuck. But yeah, Benjamin is my first name. A lot of people don't know that. I don't put it anywhere, literally. Like, I go by Dwayne. That's what I was called.
Dwayne. I like the word. I like the name Benjamin. So I'm gonna start rolling with the Benjamin boy. I like that.
I mean, I like the name too. I mean, it even has a biblical meaning, man. It's the son of my right hand, you know. And so, you know that, you know, me and my dad super close. So, yeah, right hand man. So, that's my first name, man, Benjamin Dwayne, and that is the Do You Know moment of this week, man.
well, Benjamin, I'm digging it. This was a good podcast. We found that energy. We activated. We flipped the switch, man. Take this plane down with us.
Yes, sir. We're taking it home. We appreciate you guys listening to the Bad Podcast. Make sure you share, tell people about it, like it, leave your comments. If you're lucky, we'll throw it up on the screen and we'll talk about it and smile at it and all of that good stuff. So till next time, we'll have more energy next time, if that's even possible, because we always got the energy, baby. But here we go, baby. Here we go. Y'all have a good week.
Here we go. See you guys. Yeah.